Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series.
Hey, this is Brad Lee from Lightspeed VT.
Hey, this is Angie Lee from The Angie Lee Show.
And if you want to be the best networker you can be,
and if you want to hear me drop some bombs,
and if you want to know how to stand out to increase your inner circle,
you should be listening to the Build Your Network podcast.
Build Your Network.
Build Your Network podcast.
With my good friend, Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. Hey there, welcome back to another compilation episode here on the Build Your Network podcast. We are currently in the middle of a series about mentorship and masterminds, and I cannot wait to share all of the golden nuggets in today's episode with you all. But first, you hear my guests and I talk a lot about masterminds on the show, especially in this segment. If this is a new term to you, or you've always kind of wondered exactly what a mastermind is or what it does or why you should join one or how much they are, where you can find them, all those different types of details, you are definitely going to want to take my free mastermind course. It is everything you need to know about masterminds in just six short lessons. It's 100% free, so there's literally no reason to not at least see what it's about. Just head over to freemmcourse.com/enroll, freemmcourse.com/enroll to grab that course. It's totally free and start that today. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another topic episode here on the Build Your Network podcast. We are in part four of a series right now called Who or What. As most of you know, the question that I ask every single guest that comes on the show is who you know or what you know, which one is more important and why. And so in this series, we're going through a lot of the guests that have come on and giving you their answers, who you know or what you know. So if you are in the who camp or you're in the what camp, maybe listening to this particular series is going to help convince you to stay on your side or maybe get over on the other side of the fence. So today we're featuring Jack Canfield, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. We're featuring Angie Lee, who is a brilliant online marketer. And then Brad Lee, no, they're not related. And yes, their last names are actually spelled differently. Brad Lee, L-E-A, Angie Lee, L-E-E. And then Brad is the CEO founder of Lightspeed, good buddy out here in Las Vegas. And all of them have some interesting things to say. And this is especially a cool one to listen to because Brad and I actually get into a little bit of a discussion here. Some may call it an argument. I would call it a discussion of if who you know or what you know is more important. And it was funny because Elena and Grant Cardone walked in after I interviewed Brad. And then the three of them were talking about if it was who you know or what you know, because it was still in Brad's mind because he was still thinking about it. Got you, Brad. So definitely want to check out this episode. But before we get into that, you listened to this show for a reason. However you heard about it, whether it was a Google or iTunes search, a share on social media, a one-on-one conversation with me, something about the title Build Your Network resonated with you. It means that you're like me. You realize that the single most important factor that contributes to your success is your network. Well, after years of learning, growing, testing, and implementing, I'm finally putting together an all-encompassing online training called Explode Your Network. It's my complete framework that is guaranteed to exponentially grow your connections, level up your inner circle, and shorten your runway to success, which is really what we all want, without annoying your contacts or printing a single business card. This is everything I know about networking and connection all in one place. I'm currently looking for a test group of about 30 people to get in at half price, which is less than $150. So for less than $150, you can learn everything that I know about networking, all the secrets, everything that I've learned to build my show and bring the guests on that I've been able to bring on. Is like everything is in this comprehensive training. So you can get it for less than $150 before it launches. So if any piece of content that I've ever released has added value to you in the least, then please stop procrastinating, take control of your success, and head over to travischappell.com/explode to start investing into what we both know to be the most important aspect of your career, which is your network. And now here is who or what part number four with Jack Canfield, Angie Lee, and Brad Lee. So I told you this a little bit before we hit the record button. Yeah. I spoke with Dr. Ivan Meisner, the CVO now of BNI, father of modern networking, CNN calls him and stuff. And I asked him who the best networkers were that he knew. And two names came up. One of them was Sir Richard Branson and the other one was Jack Canfield. And from that point, that was back in September, like we were kind of just talking about. And from that point, I was like, man, I really got to get this guy on my show. What do you think makes you that way? Is it something that is just comes naturally to you to like really communicate with people, or is it you had to work?
No, it was not natural. I was very shy as a kid. If I didn't have a lab class with a girl in college, I never would ask her out for a date. We'd both stand next to each other for a month, you know, kind of thing. So no, I was not naturally a networker. But what I learned early on as I started to work with Stone and people like that was who you know is as important as what you know. And I really started to intentionally go to things and to meet people that were either people that I knew could help me because they were like-minded or because they had access to large groups of people who might be interested in what I was about, you know? Yeah. So I started attending conferences and going to workshops and going to church on Sunday, even though I wasn't like really super into church, and I did enjoy it when I go, but I would meet people there and I would reach out to them and I started introducing myself. One of the things Ivan Meisner teaches, whenever you go somewhere, act like a host. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you come into my house, I'm going to go, hey, Travis, welcome. Here's my wife, Inga. This is Patty, you know, whatever. But often we'll go to a networking event or any event that could be a networking event like church, and we'll wait for something to happen. We'll start pretending it's your church. Now, someone walks in. Hey, I'm Jack Canfield. How long have you been going here? Yeah. You know, blah, 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 whatever. Now, that changed everything for me.
Wow. Yeah.
This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match. And match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Well, is that something you picked up from him? Like,
I think I picked the general idea up from someone else, but I never had it stated.
Articulated, yeah,
the way he did it. And once he stated that, I did it much more aggressively. Yeah,
more on purpose.
Yeah,
definitely. So it brings me to a great question. This is the question I ask every single guest that comes on the show. I'm really interested to hear your perspective on it since you're very well educated, very well, obviously spoken, best-selling author, like one of the best of all time. So you have a lot of knowledge, but you also have a fantastic network of people around you. Right. So I'm really curious to hear what your answer is to this. Do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important and why?
That's like me asking, do I believe your heart or your lungs are more important?
Both essentials.
I think they're both important. And I'm going to add a third one that you didn't ask.
Okay.
But I think what you know is critical and you need to know something worth value. You know, again, to quote Brian Tracy, you want to get more money, then provide more value to more people. And so provide more value to the people you're already working with and then figure out how to reach more people and provide value. And so you have to have expertise of some kind, whether it's knowledge or a skill, like a surgeon or a chiropractor or whatever. Know your trade, know your craft, know your profession and keep getting better at it. Tony Robbins' idea of constant, never ending improvement. Critical. The second thing is if nobody knows you're good at it, it's useless. So you've got to network. Yeah. You've got to do all the stuff, the social media, the referrals, the podcasts like this, whatever. So people find out about you and you need to study those things or have someone on staff that's really going to, you know, do that. Like I've always had PR people that I've worked with. Before that, I did it myself. I read a book on public relations and did it. I actually have a public relations award.
Really? Nice. Separates you for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But the point being that you have to do both. And the third thing I think that's critical is you have to focus on your being, because you could know a lot of stuff and network with a lot of people. But if you come off like a jerk, if you're not compassionate and loving and caring and, you know, someone that people go, wow, I like his energy.
Yeah.
I mean, the two people that are filming this that came into the room today, I looked into their eyes and their eyes are like glowing and sparkling. And so I go, wow, these are great guys. So instantly, if you have that, you're in a whole new space. And if you don't.
Yeah.
And also we know from the law of attraction that your vibration attracts as much as the information and the other things do. So for me, it's all three.
Yeah, it's got to be present for sure.
Every one of them.
If we were sitting down in a mentorship type of a situation, and I was like, hey Jack, I really have some resources and some time and energy to focus on one of those three things this year. Mm-hmm. Which of those three would you say like you should focus a lot of time doing this?
See, I would go back to the same thing again.
It's got
to
be all three.
Yeah. Like one of the things that you can ask me, I think, about my morning routine if we ever get there, but yeah. I divide it into three parts.
Okay.
There's 20 minutes of aerobic exercise and weightlifting. There's 20 minutes of meditation. There's 20 minutes of reading. So it's information, it's vibration, and it's physical health in that sense. You know, now I could add another 20 minutes and make 5 calls to network with people or send out 5 emails or whatever, which I do, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, just this morning I found something. One of my friend's wife has cancer and I'm reading my CNN app and there's a new thing where electropulse vibration, 1 million vibrations per second.
Wow.
They're putting them on these cancer tumors and they're basically disappearing.
No way.
It gets them so hot that they can't stand it. Cancer cells can't live above 109 degrees. And so this vibration, like, you know, your microwave takes it up to that. So I sent it to my friend.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I do because it's so anyway.
Keeping people in the picture.
It's kind of like that. It's like you have a right leg and a left leg. You need them both to walk. So I don't want to discount either one. I know we're here talking about networking. Networking is critical. Mm-hmm. But so is getting better at what you do and also growing yourself so you're at a higher level of being.
Do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important and why?
Well, I would have to say they're equally important because if you don't know the what, it doesn't matter who you know. Now, again, that could be argued. But if you know everything, but you don't know anybody, then what you know really doesn't matter either. But I guess you could help yourself that way. I would say they're 50-50.
50-50.
Because a lot of people will tell you it's who you know. It's not what you know. It's who you know. And I would disagree because I know a lot of people and it doesn't help me knowing anybody. unless I have the what, unless I know something, unless I have something, right?
Right. So put your feet to the fire here. This year, 2018, somebody's asking you, which one of these should I double down on? Should I double down on just studying and getting a lot of knowledge, or should I really double down on building some relationships with some awesome people that are above the level, quote unquote, that I'm on?
Well, again, it really depends, because I don't know how long it's going to take you to nurture a relationship long enough to be in a position where you can ask a favor without providing any value. So like I said, the cliche answer and most people's answer is the who. Why? I don't know. Maybe because someone fed that line to us a while back, but you need the what. Now, what's more important? I can't say what's more important, because if you have one without the other, and a lot of times you're just screwed.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a 50-50. Now, if you had to make me choose what or who, I would probably...
Like, which one of those will breed more of the other one of those?
Well, obviously it's the who. And if you pose it like that, because you're going to learn a lot from all those who's, and then you'll gain to your what, which I think was what you kind of said.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I agree with that. But if you don't have any what before you meet the who's, you're wasting your time. I can't tell you how many people are ill-prepared when the door opens.
Yeah.
When I ask you, so what do you do? Or I ask you, hey, nice to meet you, Travis. What's happening? Mm-hmm. And you don't know what to say.
Yeah.
That's the what, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have your pitch down. You don't have your value proposition. You don't know your product very well. You don't know anything. Mm-hmm. Well, now you know me and I think you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. So what value is knowing me?
Right. So perfect example.
I'm the who. Now, what value, if you don't have the what value of knowing me do you have? Because people are overvaluing relationships. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people and they don't do shit for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nor do they want to do anything with me. Why? Because I don't know shit, right?
Right.
But if I knew shit and I knew people.
Right.
You cuss on your podcast, by the way?
No.
Can you edit this or not?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Just bleep it out.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, you're good.
So if you don't know anything, bro, a relationship's not as valuable as everybody wants to make it sound. And that's a fact, okay? Because I can text people right now and they'll text me back. Who you want me to text? The who's who is in my phone.
Yeah.
Like, name somebody. I probably have their phone number. Mm-hmm. I know things, which is why I have their phone number.
Right.
If I didn't know things, I didn't have the what, A, I wouldn't have their phone number. And B, if I did, it'd be worthless, because dude, just because I know somebody doesn't mean anything.
You have to have a level of competence surrounding.
You have to have the what, bro.
Right.
To start with.
Well, perfect
and then,
example.
And then the who makes sense, because if I can get next to so-and-so and let them understand what I know, the what, right? In this analogy. Mm-hmm. Then it means something to get the who. But if you know nothing, you have nothing, you don't have the what, and you know a bunch of people, it doesn't mean anything. How do I know? Because it's a fact. It's a reality. Now, we're not talking about the exception. Well, I know my brother's dad, who happened to be this person, who happened to give me a job because I was the kid's brother or friend.
Right.
Of course, things like that are going to happen, but you can't build a business on that. You can't rely on that. Mm-hmm. That's called luck. That's called right place at the right time. You're talking about building a business. You have to have the what in addition to the who's. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, definitely.
And again, feel free to argue with
me. I agree. I agree with that completely. I just argue that if you were to double down on something, I would say double down on the who, because your who will always raise your what so much.
Yeah, but you're also, well, again, true, but... That's if you're smart enough to leverage the who to get the what.
Right, exactly. So
now again, if I told you right now, I know where to get $1 billion cash, right?
Yeah.
I know where to get that. Mm-hmm. Or now you know me and we're never going to do business.
Yeah.
What's more valuable? The what?
The what?
The who?
The what, for sure.
See?
In that situation.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Right. It's like, you have to know something, man. When you said, what would you rather work on, the who's or the what? Honestly, I'd rather work on the what in most part of the year and then the who's. But see, my answer is always both. Anytime you get a decision, you know, a choice, hey, I have to choose between these two good things, I always say both. I have a suite at the T-Mobile Arena and I have glass seats, because I went to get glass seats. We went to look at a suite. Now I had to choose. Now I got both. So I don't pick one or the other. I just want people to know, your listeners to know, especially on Build Your Network, because they're listening to build their network and they all buy into the who, or they wouldn't be listening to you probably.
They better be.
Yeah. So I want to give a different perspective for people to kind of really think and use their mind a little bit, because the who, you know, people start going out and trying to network and trying to meet these people. Dude, a lot of people come up to me and they know me. Mm-hmm. They've called me. We've talked and it hasn't done anything for them.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because they don't have what.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So all I'm saying to your people are, listen, obviously who you know is very important and it's a big advantage, but you better have your what down. And if I were you, I'd focus on the what for a minute, unless you already have it. So if you already have a good solid what, well, then I would say go with the who, because your network is important. It has provided me a lot of advantages to be able to text these people. But when I text them, I'm bringing the what.
Yeah. You got to be competent enough for them to look at that and be like, oh, Brad texted. Now I'm going to text it back, instead of, oh, Brad's texting me again.
Yeah. Well, when you walk in a room, you want to know who knows what, right?
Right. Yeah.
So it's equally important, because if you know who, but you don't know what, then what's it matter?
Right. Right. Very true.
I'm just trying to figure out many ways to say what and who together. Like, who knows what? Horton hears a who.
Do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important, and why?
Yeah, I do. I do believe that who you know, because I think there are a lot of really smart people out there. I think there are a lot of geniuses out there who have all the degrees, all of the knowledge. They've got all the answers, but they don't know how to make the connections to put themselves out there. So no one ever knows they exist. And my whole book, Raise Your Hand, is actually about even the third piece of this. Is it's not about what you know. It's about what you ask for and what you show up for. So again, you could have the greatest contacts and the greatest network of people, and you're a celebrity or you know celebs or whatever, and you have all this amazing knowledge, but then the third piece is asking for what you want. The third piece is actually showing up. And if you don't do that, then you don't have anything either. So I think it's this beautiful blend of knowledge, networking, and showing up for what you want. And it is more important. I mean, I am where I am because I've proven to a lot of people that I am valuable, and then they've connected me to amazing people like you. And it's just this beautiful spider web. So I think, especially when it comes to podcasting, or if you are wanting to be an influencer listening or create a personal brand, it is a lot about that. I think stay in your own lane and don't have comparisonitis. And if someone doesn't want to connect with you, who cares, whatever, still do your thing and prove yourself. But yeah, my thing is definitely with everything in life. I think jobs right now, people are getting because their friend connected them and referred them, not because the boss said your resume was the best. And you might, listeners may not want to hear that, but play the game or get out of the game. I don't know. I don't know what they say. Like, you can't fix the game. It's how life works. And even with jobs, people I'm hiring, I'm always like asking my friends, hey, who have you hired to do this?
Right.
It's not really, I am looking for a skilled girl, obviously, but I want to know who I can trust to be around me and to be a part of the team. So it is always about who you know.
Yeah, I could be a little bit off on the statistics. So if you're listening, definitely double check me on this. But I'm pretty sure it's over 70% of jobs are gotten by a referral, not by a resume. Like I said, I could be a little bit off on that, but it's definitely like a high number. Like when I saw that on a few different studies, I was like, wow, I did not realize it was that high. But I mean, if you think about it, like everybody would do that. If you're the hiring manager and you're boy is like, hey man, I need a job. Like, you're going to know that person's work ethic. You're going to know that person's experience. Even if their resume is less impressive than everybody else's in the stack, you're going to be like, hey boss, like my boy's going to kill it. He's going to kill this. Like, trust me. And that's how it's done. You know, so even in that job space, whatever you're trying to accomplish, that's why I love this show. And that's why I love this topic so much, because it is literally in any industry, like anything that you're doing, it always helps you out to have connections in that industry or in that lane, whatever it may be. So can you tell us a quick story, Angie, like something that a moment of success that you've had that you can trace back to like a series of connections? Do you have like any quick stories like that?
God, that's such a good question. Wow. I would say, a large one is even just the podcast in itself. I would say every single guest, I do pick them if they're valuable, but I think people would be surprised. I usually pick them because someone else trusted them or I like their energy, their personality. It's been more about them versus who is always the, number one on this. So they say, I think the podcast was built through that, through referrals through getting other shows or having my own show. I think that's such a network game. Oh, this is such a good question. No one's ever asked me this. I'm trying to think where else it's been really valuable. I mean, I live in LA. I live in the world of this right now. So anything you really want, and I mean this in a good way, I'm not into the whole like Hollywood scene, but I think in a good way for things you want to put on and things you want to do. And I have a huge event coming with a sponsor that I've been wanting to work with. And that was through working through a friend that referred it. So it really has always come back to someone else validating and saying that this is a good quality person. You should connect with them. And without being friends with that person, it would have never connected me to them. And it's this beautiful Yeah. Spiderweb.
Well, that's kind of...
Reminds you to be a good human, you know?
Yeah, totally, totally. And that's kind of the reason I asked that question, because usually when I ask people that question, I get that kind of a response. Like, man, I don't know, like... Everything I've ever done has been
connected.
Yeah, like almost every single point when I asked Pat Flynn that question, he was like, man, literally every big moment of success I've ever had in my life has come from a connection. Like everything I've ever done that's been really cool.
Oh my God, I love Pat Flynn.
Almost everybody you talk to that has had a good amount of success that has come through in their career, in their life, whatever it may be, however you define success, like they trace it back to relationships with people. And I love what you said earlier about like being human and just being a good person. Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about how we've been able to get some of the guests to come on the show, I've created a totally free resource called Meet Your Hero. So if you'd like to connect with people you respect and admire that are difficult to reach, you're going to want to go to travischappell.com/hero to take action and start that training today. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.